radio@firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
Welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com. We are here today for the Firehouse Magazine Insider for the June 2008 edition. And in this month's issue, we have a first part of a series written by David Peterson, Richard Muller, and John Doms on leadership. It's called The Fire Service Food Chain of Bilateral Expectations. And today we have David Peterson, one of the members of the Wisconsin Flame Group, with us. Good morning, David. Can you tell us a little bit about the Wisconsin Flame Group and what you guys are looking to do with the fire service?
Good morning, Peter. Our flame group started about 3 years ago, and it came out of informal meetings where we thought that the fire service needed more direction with leadership issues. And from some of those initial discussions, we discovered that there is a need out there. And what we're looking to do and what we have been doing at conferences and seminars in our area and even at the Firehouse Expo last summer was expose some of the main issues that the fire service is encountering with leadership. And we consist now of retired fire chief John Doms, who is now director of fire training at a local tech college. And then Richard Mueller is a battalion chief who is still in the field and has done quite a bit of training. And then myself, which is I'm a training officer for a department in Wisconsin also.
Okay, and we have your Hazmat in the Trenches series here on Firehouse.com, as well as a couple dozen articles that you've written in the past. So we'll make sure that we link to your bio here so the listeners can check out some of your older articles.
Okay.
Can you tell us a little bit about the series, The Fire Service Food Chain, how it was developed, what you guys saw in the field that made you develop this series and to, pass along the information?
Sure. The Fire Service Food Chain is a three-part series of articles where the first article will explore what we call bilateral expectations from a chief standpoint, what a chief would be or should be looking at for leadership issues from top to bottom, and then how the information can even filter upward through an organization. And then part two is the middle management viewpoint of leadership, how a middle manager like a battalion chief or shift commander would take information that is discussed and given to them from upper management and then take it down to the troops in the field. And then finally, the third part of the article series deals with a company officer's perspective with how the leadership is kind of given to them from upper management through accepted vision and mission and values, what we call the VMVs, and then how the company officer employs that in the field where the rubber meets the road and where service is delivered. And what we found in the field and through our experiences was that there tends to be a huge disconnect between upper management and some of the lower employees as far as what is expected of them and what are the vision and what is the mission and what are the values that an organization would want to display when they give service delivery. So based on that, we wrote this three-part series articles that discusses how leadership is disseminated from the top down, and the VMVs give all department members guides for decision-making. And so the leaders provide direction and momentum with a fire department and how that is important for the service delivery in the field.
All right. You always hear that there's a big disconnect between the fire officers and the firefighters at the station level. What do you think the background is to that? Is it just because the officers are tied up with paperwork and staff meetings, personnel management issues, that they don't have a chance to really get to sit down with the firefighters and talk with them? Or
well, we feel some of the issues are that company officers are tasked with many things to do in the field, but quite frequently they are not really directed or told from upper management what their expectations are of them and then also how to go about doing some of these things that we talk about with, again, the vision and mission of the department. So that disconnect exists out there, and what you tend to get, or at least what we see, is there's a disconnect from what upper management thinks and what the lower people in the organization actually do. So our series of articles is talking about how we can make it more connected. And so there's direction there for chief officers to, number one, gather input and make sure the VMVs are clearly communicated from the top on down. And what we're trying to do is get rid of what we call the 12th century model, where the fire chief would be in the castle, per se, and the drawbridge would go down over the moat occasionally, and then battalion chiefs would go out with the edict or the message to the serfs, who are the firefighters. So we're trying to get rid of that model and trying to go to a modern model where the drawbridge stays down all the time, and there's give and take of information from the field responders all the way up to the chief and then back on down through the organization. So that's how we think that the VMV, or the vision, mission, and values, can be clearly communicated so people are doing what is expected of them and they're giving good service delivery in the field.
Okay. I remember reading the first part of the article, and the way you did kind of look back at the 12th century was very funny, but probably a very true statement for a lot of departments. So that was a good way.
It's kind of insightful, isn't it?
Exactly. It's a great way to start the article to kind of bring the people in. So, okay. And I guess the last thing I want to ask you is, as the readers of the magazine finish up the three-part series, what are some of the real, two to three key points that the readers should take away, whether they're a chief or a line officer?
Well, I think some of the big things are what the organization stands for, and that every single employee should know what that is, and then how to do it, how to show people in the field that you serve, the community and so forth, how your organization operates. So from the chief on down, it's important to establish that. And again, what we've seen in the past, or even kind of grown away from over the years, is that disconnect exists out there, so we need to reconnect and get that done. I think another thing to look at is, again, how an organization works and how we develop tomorrow's leaders. There's quite often a lack of development process for leaders in many departments that we see, and so we are promoting the idea that we want to make today's or tomorrow's leaderships people today. So it's an ongoing process that should start from the top and work all the way down.
All right, Dave. Well, thank you very much. Okay, that's the Fire Service Food Chain series, which starts with the June issue of Firehouse Magazine, and that is found on page 86 of the magazine. So make sure you take a read through the first part of the series. David Peterson, thank you very much for joining us, and please thank the other two gentlemen with Wisconsin Flame for getting the word out there through your series, and we'll look for your next article coming up on the site pretty soon.
All right, you're welcome, Peter, and thank you for the opportunity, and we hope people enjoy the article.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening. And stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.